Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, welcome to the After Show podcast, Tuesday, June 20th, 2017. Kelly spent most of her day with us, either in the studio or listening to us on the podcast with her family.
Yeah, I
did.
They think it's cool.
They have this thing, most days my kids will go, so what'd y'all talk about today? Because either, especially with summer, they're sleeping in or whatever, but they just love to know. They especially want to know if they come up.
Right, and we did talk about your son Kurt breastfeeding.
Yeah, we did.
Until he was 12.
We did not say that. No, but
I'm sorry.
11. Me and him are so much alike; it's crazy.
Yeah, you were breastfeeding off Kelly until you were 12.
Yeah. Oh, David just stopped last week, but
he did.
Anyway,
he said before he breastfeeds, he needs to numb it.
Num, num, num.
That's so bad.
But anyway,
she's married, by the way, David.
Yeah, we're eating
Her
last night.
Husband's a black belt.
Yeah, we were eating last night, and Bruce and Joey had listened to a little bit of it. They were going somewhere, and Bruce came home, and he was like, Kelly, let him listen to that one part. And so we ended up listening to several parts. Oh, it was you talking about a pogo ball.
Oh, yeah.
But the way you said it, you were talking about balls. And of course, being a 9-year-old and 14-year-old boy, anytime you say the word balls, it doesn't matter if you're saying, it doesn't even matter. You say the word balls and boys laugh.
We didn't mean it in a bad way.
No, we were talking about...
Oh, but y'all kept saying balls, balls, balls.
That was on accident.
Oh, and so the word blue balls was on accident as well?
I didn't say that.
You did say blue balls.
I did not.
You said blue balls with the thing in the middle. And when you said balls with the thing in the middle, Bruce lost his mind.
Because there's a platform.
And wanted us to rewind it 100 times.
Kelly, look, I mean, you can see the picture here. There's a couple of blue balls and there's a thing in the middle.
Yeah, but when you're on the radio and you just have your imagination and you're not actually seeing the picture... Little boys, 9-year-old little boys have minds.
Let me just say, if that's where your imagination takes you, that's your problem.
What would your 7-year-old have said? He would have lost
his... He would want
a
pogo ball.
You are a liar.
I agree. Yeah. He wouldn't have said anything bad.
Not at all.
Nope.
No, but the funny thing about the podcast is, because do you guys go back and listen?
Yes. There are some days that when I've laughed a lot, I want to see what it sounds like.
Yeah,
you know,
too.
See if it was as funny as I thought it was. And then there's some days, like, I'll text you guys, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, the part where Brandon says this, and you hear David get frustrated, or you hear me start yelling and get mad at you guys. It's just funny.
It's funny, though, because to me, I feel like if I'm downloading our own podcast, I feel a little bit like I'm downloading me.
Yeah,
it's like
that.
A little bit too ego. But at the same point, I want to make sure that the product that we're putting out for people is enjoyable. Because like if I wouldn't want to listen to it, why would anybody else?
Right.
So why don't we make sure that we're doing the right stuff? That's kind of why I listen to it.
Yeah.
So another behind the scenes radio thing that's driving me crazy lately.
What's that?
Is it okay if I talk about these things on here?
I guess so. You already brought it up.
Like, I don't know if our GM listens to the after show. His wife might listen to the after show.
What are you about to say?
Well, she probably understands.
You know, whenever somebody comes over, like in radio, you know, we do our show. And then after the show, we're not done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we have other stuff. We have to either schedule music or write promotional liners or produce stuff or whatever or do commercials. So you ever get a commercial handed to you and you read it like we would read it during the show?
Yeah.
But then they come back to you like, hey, they want that to be have a little more energy. They want that to be a little bit louder. And to me, it's like, man, I think for us as a company... that if I were to do a commercial sounding like I'm trying to be somebody else, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because on our show, we talk like us, right? Mm-hmm. On the after show, we talk like us, maybe even a little more chilled out.
Yeah.
But for me to go in and have to cut a commercial like, welcome everybody, to me, it sounds silly because people are so used to hearing us like this.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
I agree.
So when you hear somebody go into that, but I've had that a couple times lately. Hey, a little more than that. And I'm like, but this is what we sound like.
Don't you think that some of that radio's gotten away from some of that, though?
Mm-hmm.
I think some people don't know that. And I think that includes people who sell it. And I think some people who have listened to radio who are the, you know, I'm an expert in advertising because, you know, I worked in radio for, you know, 10 minutes at some point or whatever.
You know, I've always thought, and I guess as I've gotten a little bit older and just seen more, it's like there are a lot of people that are doing something for 20, 30 years or whatever, maybe even 5, 10 years, and then they think they're the expert. But at the end of the day, it's like if you're not continually going
evolving.
Out, if you're not growing, evolving, then you're just stuck at whatever point you started in.
Right.
So for there are a lot of so-called experts in whatever field you're in, but at the end of the day, if they're not doing the proper research and actually looking into things that's changing the industry day by day, then you're kind of just stuck.
And like you said, it's whatever market you're in. So if you're a teacher and you've been teaching the same way for 30 years and kids are becoming different and kids are now, they're different than we were. They're using all this technology and stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you're not learning what kids are into, you're not going to teach the way they need to be taught. Same thing in martial arts. If Joey's teaching the same way he's always taught, it's not going to reach the kids like they've always been reached.
Right. And every industry does evolve. Wrestling's the same way. The style that was big with Hulk Hogan in the mid to late 80s is not the style of today. Did I like the style back then better? I personally did. But at the same point, you can't go back and turn the hands of time back and go back the other way. I think it's the same thing. That's what you're talking about with the radio thing. In the old days, that's the way you did it. You yelled, you screamed, and that's why there was a stereotype.
Yeah, it's just not like that anymore. And you can see it on a greater scale with even big companies like ESPN who have to cut people every so often because they're losing money. They stuck to a brand and they stuck to something they were doing very, very well for a long time, didn't adapt correctly, and now they're in that position where they're losing a lot of money, subscribers, and people who work for them.
Right.
And at the end of the day, that only hurts your company. It doesn't help you at all. So you have to continually see what's going on, what's trending in your industry, and evolve that way.
Well, that's kind of the reason that we're doing the podcast, which is something that we've ended up really enjoying. Like, you know, when Kelly brought up podcasting when she first got here, I didn't get it, didn't want to even have to think about it because I was like, we're busy enough.
Yeah.
But like legit, we're busier now than we've ever been because we're trying to knock out a podcast and an after show podcast. And we're trying to go to this place and that place. But that's part of the evolving.
Yep.
That, you know, we got to be, if you guys want us, and we got to realize as people that you can't listen to us for four full hours back to back. We get that. So what if you want to hear the show and you want to hear the whole show and everything that we talk about, well, then we're going to give it to you where you can consume it. You can consume it the easiest probably by downloading it to your phone or your iPad or whatever your device is.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the after show. The after show is just kind of that peek in. So the commercial thing, it was bugging me yesterday, though, because I cut one and then I was like, oh, I don't. So then I start to second guess myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if that has enough energy. But then I'm like, but I don't want to sound like I'm not being me because people know it's me. And if it sounds like I'm yelling, then is that more obnoxious? But then you want to sound like you have passion about it.
Yeah, exactly. There's that balancing act in there where you don't want to sound like you're too boring. You know, if I started doing an ad like this, that'd be...
But that's not how you talk to us, though.
But you don't want to sound fake either.
Right, because those ads sound awful.
Because I could tell if you sounded fake, and I would text you and be like, what's up with this ad?
Right. So to me, like, what I wanted to say yesterday was, if you want somebody to yell and scream, get a yeller and screamer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't because get me.
In the old days, I did that. So, like, my commercials would sound like one thing. You know, it's like, come here for the weekend sale, and it's blah, 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 blah. And that's how I did it. And then when we'd be on the air, I was probably still a little more loud back then.
Yeah.
But it was like two different things. So I could be talking and then go into a commercial that was like me, and it would sound like I was pretending. I don't know.
But again, that's research and that's learning, though.
I think so.
Yeah, a lot of people just are so stuck in their ways, and they've been doing...
Stagnant.
Yeah, they've been doing things for so long this certain way, and they don't want to change. So, you know, I kind of respect those people that see how the world is and how they can, you know, make their mark on it.
Yep. Yeah. 30 years with technology and the way the world has changed, completely different. I mean, dudes, I'm going to tell you, I started radio 15 years ago or 16.
Yep.
It's completely different.
We had that conversation yesterday.
Completely. Like, just even the technology is different. The methodology, the way that people want to be communicated to is different.
Yeah. I mean, even 15 years ago, you didn't have smartphones and you didn't have social media like you do now.
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
Everything is just taken off to a level where it's like, you know, it's tough sometimes to say, how can we be top of mind, or how can we stay relevant in this situation? So,
well, that's what every brand in every industry is facing, is how do we be everywhere at the same time with a limited budget and limited number of people to do it? Because it's tougher than ever, but you have to be, you're expected to be everywhere.
Yeah.
So if somebody doesn't have Facebook, they expect you to be on Twitter, or they expect you to have, you know, an Instagram account or something like that.
Yeah.
It really is tough. To be able to be in all those places at one time.
Because you can't, you can't just pick and choose, like, I'm just going to be on social media. Because you still have to have that relevance on TV and that relevance on radio. And, you know, then you start seeing ads on YouTube, online, and different things like that. So,
and then how do you afford it all?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you have to have the right person to help you kind of, you know, process what you really need, what's most important.
That's tough.
And then, you know, buy into the people that you buy into. So, yeah. I mean, typically the best way to probably go about thinking about advertising for the majority of people is, okay, what do most people enjoy? Who will they listen to? Mm-hmm. What will they watch? Yep. And let me be there. You know, don't waste your money on things that maybe people, you know, where you're trying to segment it too much or fragment it too much. We posted a photo on social media where it's our office photo, which people seem to really be digging.
I haven't read the comments in a minute.
My wife commented that basically you are Dwight Schrute.
That's great.
And David used a Dwight Schrute comment. Well, you didn't comment back to her, did you?
I don't think I did.
No, but he probably will. Anytime he can reach out to my wife, he will.
That's just creepy.
He did tell me he thinks she's hot.
That is really
obscene. He said it when you went to the bathroom.
Obscene. It's not true.
My wife's not hot.
What am I
supposed to say?
See, look at him. The great thing, if you haven't seen the picture, it's up on our social, Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter. It's me in my Dunder Mifflin shirt that my wife got me because we really did enjoy The Office. And my world's greatest boss, why did my voice crack?
Are you 14 again?
Basically, the world's greatest boss coffee mug. So Kelly's given me the perfect Pam look, right? Where she's basically completely annoyed that I'm smiling behind her. And David, as Dwight, has fixed his hair, parted it down the middle, and is crouching above me. I don't know what he's doing.
And I have my glasses.
It's classic. And the snarl is like classic. It's a pretty funny picture.
Go check it out.
Like, legitimately, this could be an occasions ad, except I don't know if it looks right for occasions.
Yeah.
Like, the premise is funny because occasions ads are normally so clean.
Yeah. I think we'd have to have like the attire down though. Like, I'd have to be in like a yellow short sleeve.
I'd have to be in a button up and not as much makeup and
less boobs.
What?
Yeah. A lot less.
Let Did I say see. That?
Let me see.
Kelly.
I'm looking.
Kelly.
Well, yeah, compared to Pam. Okay.
Yeah, you look more like you're going to go out for, like, you know, striptease or something.
Oh, shut up.
Showgirls.
Yeah, good gosh.
I've seen Les in New Orleans.
Oh, my gosh. I have, too.
Bourbon.
I saw Les at Platinum.
Yeah, everyone go to the page because I'm completely topless. Like, I'm not even wearing a shirt. It's Brandon on KFIN.
Hey, thanks for the new follows.
And I'm completely
50,000 roll in.
I am completely nude.
So Kelly and David are aggravated too that I'm wrestling this weekend. I think I don't even know. I was supposed to wrestle Austin Lane, and then he's like, "I can't wrestle."
Oh, is he scared of you?
He's got.
You
go
know what? I don't know. Because is it still true?
It is still true.
That he also has a crush on your wife and he doesn't want to come to Jonesboro because he's scared that you're going to kick his ass.
That's basically it. He can't control his primal urges, which is basically the story of David at the
primal
hair salon.
Primal urges.
That is stupid.
At the hair salon.
You've had me like hitting on every chick today. And in the past 5 minutes, it's been a hair salon lady and your wife.
Who did Kelly have you hitting on earlier this morning?
Maria Starr.
Maria.
My Marie. Hey, let me do my Maria. Maybe I shouldn't say let me do my Maria. That doesn't.
that's my next.
Now
tweet.
He's hitting on Maria.
No, I'm not. Yeah, they're are. Nice people.
Hey, look, there's Brad Bober.
What do you think about this? Is there a song about a Dustin Starr?
I don't. There's Dustin Lynch.
And there is a song about a star.
Twinkle, twinkle, dust little star.
Dust in the Wind.
Isn't that Kansas?
It could be Kansas. Star. There's Dust on the Bottle. That's close enough.
Yep, let's do that. There might be.
A little dust.
Dust on the bottle.
So anyway, we're wrestling this weekend at Automax. And of course, you know, just to play around with Kelly and David, I try to rope them into going and being a part of it. Because like legitimately, I think you guys would have fun if you got to perform. And like at Automax, let's just picture the parking lot. It's going to be a free show. Mm-hmm. Bill Dundee is going to be there. So there's going to be a bunch of fans that come out and are going to stand around, have some food, and enjoy a wrestling show.
Yeah.
It's not really pressure like the Earl Bell where there's, you know, 1,000 people and lights are up and all that and all the legends are back there. We're just going to go out there and have a good time and entertain and all that. Mm-hmm. If you guys ever wanted to, like, you know, try it out.
Kelly's told me she has before.
I've never said that.
Okay. Legitimately. I because I know her and I've known her for a long time. And I believe she would lie and say she wouldn't be interested. Mm-hmm. And she would lie and say she wouldn't want the attention. Mm-hmm. She would thrive on the attention of a live crowd yelling her name as she were about to do something. She would love it. It's the reason she's doing this.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's the reason you're doing this.
I'm doing this to change lives. And
yeah, your life.
And to bring people joy.
Right.
In the midst of their life, to make them laugh. That's all.
So, right. So you being involved anywhere physical would be funny. Hey, how is your sex swing going?
My yoga trapeze.
Are you still using it a lot, you and Joey?
No. Joey and I are not using it.
Go, Joe.
The last time I've used it was a couple of nights ago.
Good.
I feel like
you're progressing.
Yeah, I do. I can now hang upside down.
You could hang upside down 2 weeks ago.
Well, I can hang upside down, There's more things I can do now.
Name one other thing you can do.
I don't know what it's called. It's called like the spider or something.
Oh, you do the spider.
The spider.
Like you know what that is. Oh.
I'm impressed that she knows about the spider.
The spider.
David, Urban Dictionary, the spider.
No.
Dude, I hate
the Urban Dictionary when y'all do that.
I bet that one is
The Urban
is
Dictionary
bad.
Has everything.
Hey, Brad Bobo is coughing. What is he coughing about?
He's trying to get attention.
Are you trying to get our attention? You want to swing up? We're doing a podcast.
Oh, what's it called? David?
It's a spider.
A little creature.
It makes people drive their cars in a ditch.
Oh, that's Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, there's got to be something else.
I'm trying to find something.
Let me see if I can find a video of it.
I don't want to see that. I don't.
Kama
Sutra.
No.
Brad, just get close because it's tougher to hear you from way back there. Squeeze in between them. You've said before you wanted to be right there next to Kelly anyway.
There's some weird stuff on here.
What?
If you look up Spider-Man, that's something different.
What is even happening?
Yeah, that is different.
I don't know if I need to read this.
No.
Go ahead. It's the after show. Is it bad?
Yeah, that one's it's pretty rough.
Is that what Kelly does?
No, it's not. I hate you.
Brad, do you have a sex swing in your house?
No.
It's not a sex swing. God, I hate you.
She doesn't even sell it anymore. She's like, uh-huh. What? What else is happening?
I don't know.
Brad, what are you in here for?
To Brad?
Brad, what are you here for?
Yeah, no particular reason.
You just walk over here?
Sure. I know. I'm not in the building. No, I had something. I did that. I was about to walk back.
You're not working today?
No, I wish.
You want the day off?
Yes.
I hopped on Brad's show yesterday and we talked
about
WWE.
What'd y'all talk about?
Well, there was an event over the past weekend. And then it convinces me that Brad and I could do a whole wrestling podcast, like a weekly recap, and put it out on its own podcast.
That'd be cool.
There's no doubt we could do it.
Like, that's all I'm going to be doing, though, is talking. I'm tired of talking.
Yeah, but this is going to be talking about something interesting this time. It'd be good.
Hey, we talk about stuff interesting all day today.
All
should we ask Brad
stuff.
If he's seen those movies?
Yeah.
I guarantee you he's seen more than you.
The top. I've got the. I'll pull it up real quick.
All right, hang on. David's going to
probably got this. I'm going to be blah. I'll just. Let's hear it.
Okay, these are the movies that kids should see by the time they turn 11.
Okay.
And Brandon will let you. Are you going to let him know what movies you have and have not seen?
Let's just check on Brad. What do you think? Or should I do mine?
Well, assume Brandon hasn't seen 80% of these movies.
Okay.
Maybe
we'll
less than that.
So The Lion King. Have you seen that? Toy Story.
Yes.
E.T.
Yes.
The original animated version of Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Mary Poppins.
Not really. Not in its entirety.
Okay. Shrek.
Yes.
The OG Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
The Lego Movie.
No.
Hook.
No.
Manning McPhee.
No.
The movie about Brandon, Dumbo.
Yeah.
The Secret Life of Pets.
I have not seen that.
Night at the Museum.
No.
Free Willy.
Yes.
He saw that last night.
Babe.
That's not the John Goodman one. The Babe.
No.
It's Babe.
The pig.
Not really. No.
Hang on. When your finger goes in the wrong place.
The Iron Giant.
No, actually, Brody watched that on Netflix the other day.
It's a good movie. The Neverending Story.
No.
Brad.
Bobo.
I've never seen that either. I don't even know what
that is. Are you talking about the old one?
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, me too.
Up.
No.
Matilda.
Nope.
I know you've seen this one. Space Jam.
Yeah, I got a Space Jam shirt for Father's Day.
Oh, that's really awesome. Yeah. The Princess Bride.
Yes.
Jumanji.
No.
Star Wars.
Yes.
He said that with a grimace.
Well, I saw the original when I was a kid. I don't keep up with it now. Puberty hit and I moved on from Star Wars.
I get it. Oh, wow. Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Oh!
Kelly, Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Nope. I haven't.
David.
Bits and pieces.
10 seconds.
Oh. Just the first few inch seconds.
It only took a couple of seconds for me to get the...
Terrible.
Oh, I had a really bad joke in mind. I don't know if I should have said.
Can he say it? Sure. Hey, your girlfriend's coming, right?
Yes. That was odd wording.
Isn't she coming to town?
Yeah, she's coming.
How different is it when she's coming back in to town for you? Because you've kind of been used to being like the single bachelor life lately.
Well, with her coming in.
He has
in,
been
I
meeting
mean,
a lot of
What are you giggling
ladies.
About? You guys are all giggling over there.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. I'm glad to have her back.
Do you like having the privacy better?
I mean, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, really?
I guess I'm so used to having two other guys live with me, and I mean, I'm just like, whatever. Why are you hitting the X? No.
I'm just thinking, it's weird. What are y'all going to do tonight?
Probably just go to sleep, because she's coming in pretty late. What the heck? What am I doing wrong?
You borrow that swing?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Tomorrow is when we'll hang out more, because...
Swing?
Not much more.
You know, 30 seconds worth. But
so tonight, nothing. No. Y'all have no plans.
Welcome back, Rachel.
Netflix and chill?
No, probably like, let's go to sleep.
You mean go to bed?
Go to sleep.
You mean go to sleep?
I mean go to sleep.
Go to sleep. You haven't seen each other in days.
It's like, all right, babe, you're here. Let's go to sleep.
Wow.
And she'll say, okay.
Hope you realize romantic. You have all of us at 40 are like, dang, dude, what's wrong?
I guess I'm more like a 40-year-old than y'all are.
No, you must be more like a 60-year-old.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
Like it seems like you're dead below the waist.
And above the shoulders.
Maybe I just don't want to go into that. Maybe her mom listens.
Oh.
Oh.
Never mind. I forgot.
Yeah.
That's right. You guys are going to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you'll have a good time. Will you shake hands when she gets there?
Yeah. We may do a side hug.
What about a high five?
No frontals.
No frontals. Nice. All right. So we'll find out more about David's relationship tomorrow morning on the show. Also, does Rachel listen to the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
She hears all the stuff we say.
Yep.
She hears the fact that you hit on the hairstylist.
Never hit on a hairstylist.
Brad, if you were the hairstylist and David said, hey, how's your wife? Would that be weird?
Pardon?
Because he's a guy. That would be weird.
Well, okay, let's imagine your wife. Let's imagine Paige is the hairstylist.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And she's cutting David's hair. And then David said, hey, how's your husband? David doesn't even know the hairstylist.
Would it seem like David's fishing to see if she's married?
That is not true.
If you didn't know for a fact, then yeah.
That's no.
I think it sounds like fishing too.
No. That's not.
Because I know someone in this.
But I mean, I talk with my hairstylist about her husband all the time.
I know someone in this building that has asked one of my friends if she was married.
What?
Fishing.
Are you serious?
Brandon, why'd you do that?
I did not do that.
Why'd
My wife
do
would
that?
Beat the hell out of me. Y'all know that. I believe David was fishing. Kelly, what do you believe?
Are you about to play a song?
Fishing.
Brad, what do you believe?
Oh.
That we were just fishing?
Fishing.
Trace, what do you believe?
And she thinks we're just fishing on the riverside, throwing back what we could fry, drowning worms and killing time.
Thanks, Trace.
I knew this is what you were going to do.
Everybody thinks you're just fishing.
It's not even true.
And she thinks we're just fishing.
Just fishing, Dave.
Just fishing.
I was trying to be nice and conversate.
Now, have you played Just a Swinging for this one over here?
Who, her?
Yeah. What?
Oh, that's a good one. Did you know
song.
The other day that Michael Steele was accused of being a swinger?
Mm-hmm. That's funny. I heard that on the podcast.
He legit was accused. They thought he was a swinger. They thought he either looked like one or something.
He kind of does.
What's a swinger look like?
I don't know if there's a
swinger
profile. I didn't
know they had a certain look.
Hey, I mean, I don't know if you have a badge or what.
Google that.
A swinger badge?
Here's a swinging song. This is Kelly. Kelly looks like a swinger.
On a yoga trapeze.
Uh-huh.
I play this while I'm working out on my yoga trapeze.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. What music do you listen to?
I don't know.
You have music going?
I'm normally watching, like, what they're doing. Like, I have, like, lessons up.
Okay.
You get the TV upside down watching what they're doing.
Not all of it's off
that
the ground.
That is weird. Kelly Perry is a swinger. Is it, what's it called again?
False.
Yoga trapeze.
Yoga trapeze. Y'all think we should go before we get in trouble?
Yeah, maybe so.
Before you get in trouble.
Call it a day.
Me?
Just was swinging.
Go, Kelly!
Swinging.
Yes, we were swinging.
One last thing I'm going to ask Brad Bobo. Brad.
Okay.
If I'm ready to leave the work, right? I'm ready to escape because I got to get out of here sometimes before I go nuts.
Uh-huh.
And somebody stops me when I'm in my car. Am I safe? Have I made home base or am I free reign?
If you're in the car?
If I'm in the car,
but
windows
up. But he's in the parking
up.
Lot. He hasn't even put it in reverse yet.
Because I thought...
The car's running?
The car's... It's on.
The car is running.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I'm safe, right? Home base.
Yeah. If it's running.
And you're past an hour past of when you were supposed to leave anyway.
I'm telling you. Because there was the approach yesterday where somebody approached me and made me roll the window down.
Mm.
So then I rolled the window down. And because my car sits lower, I had to full on crotch view.
Yeah, that's awkward.
It was like I was looking at nothing but wiener.
Why are you talking about my town like that?
Not that. But then the person bent down. It was Matt. And Matt bent down and gave me the talk. But his arm, it was almost like, you know the guy, one of those memes where the guy's all like this?
It's the DeSakes guy.
That guy. Where he's kind of giving the look, but his arm's out. That's how Matt was on my car. And he stopped me. And I felt like I was safe.
But you weren't.
What are you doing?
You made
the
decision.
Safe like that.
Because, dude, like when I get to my car, it's like if I hit home.
Clearly, here's the deal. You did not.
Safe! I'm off limits. I'm safe.
You did not feel that you were safe. You thought you were safe. You'd have rolled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have said,
basically, you made your own decision.
Yeah, I'll hit you up later.
You should have been like, Kai's sick, man. See you later.
Oh, man.
You should have been like fiddling with the radio or something and the kind of like, oh, hey, I never knew that. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even see you, man.
You're being for real?
I was on the phone.
Yeah.
Y'all do that to me?
Yep.
All the time.
Every day.
Hate you all.
That's why I leave tire marks whenever I'm trying to back up. Trying to get out of here.
We're done. See y'all tomorrow.